There's so much going on in the city as we lead up to Christmas time. We have been watching Ice District and that area around Rogers Place grow over the last few years. And man, it's pretty exciting, some of the things that are down there right now. Of course, the Oilers Entertainment Group continues to try and add different things to the game experience, make things fun, as well as giving back to the community. So we're going to deal with all of that stuff right now with Tim Shipton, who's Senior Vice President of Corporate Communications at the Oilers Entertainment Group. Good morning and Merry Christmas, Tim Shipton.
Daryl, to you too, my friend.
Thank you very much. What did you get me?
Oh, the gift is in the mail, Daryl. It hasn't arrived.
Are you going into politics, bud?
No chance.
Okay.
No chance.
I wonder, where do we start? You know what? Why don't we start with what's coming up on Saturday? Because Chelsea's been mentioning this to us, the next-gen game that you guys have coming up on. It's an afternoon game against the Anaheim Ducks, which they should be called the Anaheim Mighty Ducks if you're going to go next-gen and talk about kids. But that's not that's their problem. what's have we done this before? I don't remember this.
Yeah, this is a new initiative that we're trying out this year. Very exciting to be hosting a next gen game, and this is really about creating that next generation of Oilers fans. We know we got a lot of younger fans who live and breathe the team, and so we're gonna give a group of young, lucky fans a chance to assume some of the most important roles that we have when we host a hockey game. So back in October, we hosted additions. So parents or guardians had their children submit audition videos for some of these roles, and we picked the very best. And so the game on Saturday, we've got a wide assortment of kids age 7 to 13. Chelsea's in-game host role. She's going to have a counterpart there. We've got an in-game reporter, social media manager. We've got a PA announcer. We've got a DJ spinning some modern tunes, which will be interesting for us older folks. And radio play-by-play and anthem. So, I'm looking at Cam Moon and Bob Stauffer, Jack Michaels are going to have a little competition on their hands. So, going to be a really fun game, and it'll be cool to see the kids come out and show their talent.
And that is cool, but how do you then sort of focus in the attention and try to draw in the new young fans beyond the kids are getting to do that sort of the guest fill-in stuff? Is it just about creating the environment or the recognition?
I think you're bang on. We're gonna have kid-friendly younger programming that game, and okay. I think it's creating an environment that these kids can kind of see themselves in the game and maybe chart a path for a career, a career in sports and entertainment.
Yeah, fun. Here's another thing I wanted to talk about, and that's the 50-50s. Our 50-50s in Edmonton are legendary across the league, across the entire sports world. Nobody does a 50-50 like we do. So I've really enjoyed watching the Edmonton Oilers Community Foundation not just send it to one or two charities, but spread some of that love around. Some of those jackpots are enormous. And so being able to spread some of that around a little bit, I think has been really, really a great way of going forward. Was that a planned strategy, switch, change? Just give us the overview of the 50-50s that have been going on this year.
Well, the 50-50 starts with our fans, right? It starts with the support that we get in the community. And it's just, it's amazing. But it's been legendary, really, since the 50-50 went online in 2020 as a result of the pandemic and people not being able to come to games. It's gone to even greater heights. So with all that money being raised, there are so many important causes in the community. And we felt that by, not just going to one or two causes, but really spreading it around across the community, we could have the biggest impact. So, this past year, we were able to invest over $21 million into charities and communities and important causes right across oil country. So, it's just outstanding. And it's interesting, Daryl, we get calls from, NFL teams, NBA teams, Major League Baseball, obviously NHL teams asking us what the secret sauce is. Of course, we don't tell them. We just say, hey, we're just honored to have such a strong 50-50. And as we just had a 50-50 last night. culminated with a $770,000 jackpot in support of 630 Chet Santa's Anonymous and the Christmas Bureau. Yeah. So doing some important fundraising and giving over the holiday season.
So do you, so now I'm going to call you on something, Tim, because you brought, do you know what the secret sauce is? And you can't just say it's the nature of our fans, because that's not a secret. That's saucy, but it's not a secret. So what is the secret sauce then, Tim?
Huh? What is this? This is a hard-hitting interview.
You know what? I've teed you up enough softballs, man.
I tell you what, we spend a tremendous amount of time on that 50-50. We've got great staff at the Community Foundation. And really, we lean into it, right? We lean in and great prizing. And I think great causes as well. I think our fans, when we see all these causes, they say, yeah, this is something I can get behind.
So. Yeah, I'll agree with you on that one. That's just tapping into the huge hearts that we have here in our area. So, you know, you talk about the fans. So one of the big things for fans has been Ice District. And we saw it in the playoff run last year where we got to start gathering out in that sort of event space. Now, and I have not made it down personally yet, but I have seen a few pictures making the rounds on social media of the ice rink, of the outdoor ice rink down there, and then some of the other things who are going on. So, first off, can I just show up and go skate on that rink?
You can show up. You got to bring your skates, Daryl.
Okay, there
you can show up and get on that ice. The Ice District has been a game changer for downtown as we come out of the pandemic, just being a great gathering space, not only, on Oilers game nights or Oil Kings game nights, but throughout the year. And really what we wanted to do, this is a winter city. It's not a surprise. We get a good dose of winter in Edmonton. We wanted to create programming year round, right? So we have launched the Winter Solstice. You see that play on words,
solstice. Oh, yeah.
That's pretty creative of us. And
yourself.
It took a while for that one, but we're pretty happy with it.
Okay,
we
tell
got
us about
a
it.
Lot of really fun family-oriented programming that's going to be running throughout. Starts on December 23rd, running throughout the Christmas break into January. And in fact, one of the coolest things is we're in the process of building a snow maze. We're going to be building a snow maze, so you can go down, take your family down. There'll be hot chocolate and other things to do, but you can explore the snow maze. Daryl, you and I might go in and not come out, but I think for most families, it's a safe and enjoyable thing to do. We're going to have Skate with Santa on December 23rd. Santa will be out there on his skates on the rink in Ice District Plaza. For those families in and around Edmonton, the holidays, we've got our skills competition. We always try to slot that.
That's sold out, isn't it? Didn't I hear that was sold out, the skills competition?
The skills competition, there are limited, and I would say very limited tickets left right now at EdmontonOilers.com. But that's a really popular one for families. Get to see the guys do what
they
do.
Isn't that amazing, though? It's not even just being able to see the players on the ice and putting on a show, and that you pack the place. That's amazing to me.
Yeah. And then the whole thing culminates on New Year's Eve. We're gonna be hosting a big family friendly party in Ice District starting at 6 p.m. With tailgating. We're gonna have a watch party. So if you don't have tickets to the game, you can watch it on the big screen. And just a multitude of activities, including outdoor heaters, just in case the weather is a little cool. So we're really excited, Daryl. We've been talking about it for, geez, a long time, and now to be able to have people down into the district is pretty rewarding.
And let's just make sure we're clear and we clarify, because a lot of people wonder, is this, so when I come down, will I have to pay anything? Do I have to pay to get into skate or to be part of this or the watch party? Yeah, and whatever, if it does happen to be the, but can you just let people know what the situation is, what they can expect when they head down to the Ice District, especially over the Christmas holiday?
Yep, exactly. Well, the New Year's Eve party, that is free admission. Skills competition tickets are $15. Yep. Snow maze, you get snow maze, you get skating with Santa. I think a family pack is $45. So we're trying to keep costs manageable and get people down and experiencing the district.
Yeah, it's important because that's where we gather together. As much as we gather inside the arena, this is a different kind of an experience. You want to be able to bring folks all together. So this is going to be a different kind of Christmas holiday for Oilers Entertainment Group, I think, with all the things that are now available.
You're absolutely right. It's exciting. We're really trying to build as well that New Year's Eve game. It's something that we circled on the calendar. Yeah. Want to create a really special New Year's Eve for all people in the city and it's an exciting time, Daryl. Very exciting.
Okay, now in your official capacity with the Oilers Entertainment Group, weigh in on the overtime goal that was called back last night from Connor McDavid. Go ahead. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Listen, I don't want to get fined.
I know.
I think our head coach did a remarkable job, as did Connor, in being diplomatic. But sometimes you put the fan hat on as well, and that was interesting. Let's call it that.
Hey, if it's the Oilers Entertainment Group, if last night wasn't entertaining, even if you didn't like the end result, I don't know what would be.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
Tim, have a great Christmas. Really good talking to you. Maybe we'll try to find each other in the snow maze.
Yeah, I'll be there, Daryl, so I'll keep my eyes out. Thank you very much.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.